listening to Advice Line, dial 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm David Masters. Tonight, the subject will be the end of days. Are we there? Some people say we are. Some people say it is a myth. Tonight I'll explore the question, and we will try to understand what that really means. Because the fact is that the end of days comes for everyone. So it's not a matter of whether or not the end of days comes for everyone at once. It is more an issue of your own individual life and the way you've lived, the way you live, and the way you will end your life, or your life will end. Put it that way. And that will be determined by the understanding you have about the meaning of your life. The problem is most people don't understand or appreciate the meaning of their own life. And because we're caught up so much with the world, the popular culture, and collectivism, and a herd mentality, and most people really are not knowing that they're living like ants in a colony called the human race. So the question then is, well, is there a way out? And the answer is yes. But the way out is through. So if you want to find out what it is for you that it means, this end of days, then we will talk about it tonight on the program. You might want to call your friends and let them know. They can listen wherever they are. At FHU.com, and you can listen live at FHU.com, or you can listen on KDWN.com, KDWN.com. And make sure that you still have time, by the way, to attend the seminar in Las Vegas, and we're going to give you that information right now. How long are you going to wait until you come to that place where you're ready for that change that makes everything different? Are you there? Are you ready for that change now? Then here's an idea. I suggest you attend Roy Masters' upcoming Hypnosis of Life and Healing Seminar on Sunday, April 25th, 2010, at the Alexis Park Resort Hotel, located at 375 East Harmon Avenue, Las Vegas. It's the Hypnosis of Life and Healing Seminar with Roy Masters. Your mind can make you well. This will be a seminar like no other. You can go to FHU.com right now and get your ticket online. You must get your ticket before the event because there's only room for 300 people. So go to FHU.com right now and get your ticket today. The doors will open at 8 a.m. The all-day seminar starts at 9 a.m. with a break for lunch. The donation's $150 or more per person. You must get your ticket in advance. This is a fundraiser for the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your receipt will be your ticket. Present your receipt at the door. You can call the office at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, West Coast time. Or write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Make your checks payable to the Foundation of Human Understanding with full name, address, phone number, and email. If you would like to help sponsor someone else to attend the seminar, your donations will save lives. So if you donate more than $150 for the seminar, part of that donation will go to sponsor another person. For hotel overnight reservations, call 800-582-2282. To prepare for this seminar, Roy Masters suggests the following books: How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, How to Conquer Negative Emotions, The Hypnosis of Life, The Secret Power of Words, and How to Survive Your Parents. This is a rare opportunity to see Roy Masters in person and speak to him about your personal issues and get past them once and for all. Don't let this opportunity go by. If you're ready for the magic and the power of the truth, this is where you want to be. Stop letting the world that you've lived in continue living through you. Begin your new journey. Take that step. Attend this seminar. You will be glad you did. Your life will change. Everyone around you will be affected in the positive. It's the Hypnosis of Life and Healing Seminar with Roy Masters, Sunday, April 25th, 2010, at the Alexis Park Resort Hotel, 375 East Harmon Avenue in Las Vegas. Call 1-800-877-3227 right now or go to FHU.com. Make your reservation right now at FHU.com. That's FHU.com.
Have you seen what's happening out there? Have you even bothered to look?
I have been searching for you. You are going to be a force for good.
Try to understand what I'm saying. You are not you. This place has altered you, brainwashed you. They've turned you into someone else. You've been manipulated, forced you to be a slave.
Your mind has been altered, tampered with. Someone is controlling you.
Let's go. There's more to learn.
This is Advice Line. Now, here is David Masters.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good to be here. 1-800-866-8883. The question I want to look at tonight, the end of days. Are we in the end times? Many people believe we are. And the Bible, the gospel, has many indications that we may be in the end of times, or at the end of times, or in the end of times. We may be in the middle, in the throes of the end of days. But the end of days comes for everyone. And each person has their own moment of truth, let's say. So you really have to look at it this a little bit differently. It's very important that you do. Because the meaning of your life is the most meaning you'll ever be able to grasp. Because you can look at everything else. You can say, the big picture, what's the meaning of life? Well, it's too nebulous, really. Other than, you know, we're here to pay tribute to and to recognize the genius of the Creator. The Bible says, stand in awe and sin not. Now, for 25 years, one of the things that I pondered for 25 years, and then one day, it just struck me like a bolt of lightning. I know what that means now. It means two things. It means if you stand in awe, you will not sin. So to come to a place of awe, to real, genuine, authentic awe, your ego is obliterated. The narcissism in you is put under a laser beam and melted down, and it's stripped away from you. Because there is in no way, shape, or form can you find authentic reverence for the creation as long as you're looking at life through filters. But the other thing that happens that's very interesting is once the filters become slowly but surely removed, and that, of course, is when you adhere to what the Scripture says, to be still and know that He is God. The word know actually means to become intimate with, from the Latin to know, to be intimate with. So a knowing is an intimacy with a source. You see, like a man knows his wife, so on and so forth. But there is a spiritual aspect to this form of intimacy that's not sensual by any means. It is a spiritual intimacy that your spirit becomes very familiar with the will of your Creator. And in that sense, then you are fulfilling the purpose for which you were created. See, to sin means to miss the mark. You must know that. So if you've missed the mark, you've missed the whole point of living. Now, last week on the show, I talked about an experience that I had. And after the show, I was looking at the text messages that we get. And if you go to FHU.com, if you want to send me a text message, I have the text message open now, FHU.com. But I got a very interesting text message that I saw after the program. And I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to start with something that sort of spontaneously came to me today. And here's the text message that I got from Emma. Hi, David. This is the second time you mentioned seeing something surreal. Actually, I've mentioned seeing surreal things many times, but you'll see what I'm talking about. The last one was in the desert, like a mirage you saw that repaired your car. Now, that happened to me many years ago. I drove from Los Angeles to Phoenix, Arizona. My car broke down in the middle of the desert, 150 miles from nowhere. Right behind me, a truck pulled over. Guy got out of his car before I got out. Walked up to me and says, "Looks like you're having problems." I said, "My engine just cut out." The guy says, "Well, pop your hood." Pop my hood. He's back there messing around. He said, "Try it now." Started right up. I was driving a Porsche 914. This guy was driving an old Chevy pickup truck. I said, "Wow, where did you come from? You know, how did you know to pull over?" He just looked like you were having trouble. Got my car and I said, "Thank you very much." And I pulled away and that was it. On to the email. Now, the one I'm talking about now is what I talked about last week, this little man that approached me last summer when I was on vacation in Santa Barbara, California. And Emma goes on to say, now, the other one sounds like a hobbit. And she says, "You did work on the hobbit and your son didn't see this. The back of the brain has the capacity of making these hallucinations, and I believe that you have a very active spiritual mind. The program is a real learning experience for me. Thank you." But I didn't produce this. It wasn't an illusion. Other people saw it. What does this have to do with the end of days? Well, I'm going to tell you what it has to do with the end of days. Because the Bible says that people will see signs and there will be miracles. Well, I'm seeing the signs. And Brian, do you have that segment that I did last week of the little man that I saw? You have that ready for me? Okay, so Brian's going to play the segment for me. So if you haven't heard this, get your friends to tune in right now. This is the little red man. Okay? So let's listen to what I said last week on the show about this little man that approached me. I had an experience last year, and I think I talked about it, when I was on vacation in Santa Barbara. I was walking down State Street. Anybody that lives in California probably knows where it is. And I sensed this presence walking across railroad tracks. Saw this little sort of shadow in the distance. I was walking with my little boy who's 4 at the time. And I grabbed my little boy and I brought him over to my right side. He was on the left when we were walking down the sidewalk. I brought him over on my right side and I held him close to me. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, appears this little man. Little man, I'm talking 3.5 feet tall. Flaming red skin. Yellow eyes, yellow teeth, white hair. Not white, but like bleached blonde white. And he walks up to me, looks at me, and he goes, "How's it going?" And I looked at him, and I thought, this is weird. "That's going okay. How's it going with you?" This is exactly what he said to me. I'm bored. I've been in hell all day. And you know what? I can't wait to go to the bathroom on your grave when you're dead. And I just looked at him. And then I looked over to see if my little boy had heard anything or seen him or noticed him. And he was sort of looking around like he didn't have any, it didn't have any effect on him. And I looked back and this little guy was gone. This little demon. And then my brother was with me and I said, did you see that guy? And my brother said, well, I saw something. I said, he just told me he wanted to go to the bathroom on my grave when I'm dead. And then I thought, you know, I must be doing something right. Why would he pick me out of all the people in the crowd to come up and say that to? A busy street in the middle of the day. This little red-skinned, red-faced, yellow-eyed, yellow-toothed, white-haired creature. It really happened. This was not an illusion. This really happened. I wasn't affected by it, except for I thought to myself, I must be doing something right. If this little guy wants to go to the bathroom on my grave when I'm dead. See, that's what you want to look for. Those are the kind of experience where you say, life is worth living. Come on, think about it. See, you have people wanting to kill you for all the wrong reasons. You have people that hate your guts for all the wrong reasons. This guy didn't like me for the right reasons. You think about that when you're trying to go to sleep tonight. Oh, boy. It's a real experience, and it'll never leave me. As the other experiences I've had, I've been attacked by life force sucking creature that tried to suck the soul out of my body. And that was, oh, boy. That was about 13 years ago. Lucky 13. Still alive. I have seen things in dreams that have changed the course of my life. Events that were shown to me so that I could know the potential of the future, and being forewarned is being forearmed. In other words, with a capacity to recognize these signs that were taking place that I had seen in the dream, and then actually prevent someone from dying, which really happened. And so why do I say, are we at the end of days? Because I really believe that right now, at this time in history, evil is no longer hiding in any way, shape, or form. It's right out in front of us. And I think that today, more than any time in history, it is so much more clear to me that the choices that we have between right and wrong are absolutely startling. In other words, it's so easy to see the wrong things, the temptations, the seductions, the enticements. It's so out in the open. And the reason why I play that little clip for you about that little encounter was because these demons are not even, they don't care to be, if they're noticed, or because people are so lost. This generation that we live in today is the most lost generation of all. And so therefore we must be close to the end of these days. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, everything will come sort of collapsing down on us like a, I don't know, like the people in Iceland when the volcano explodes and everybody dies under the ash. I don't know about an apocalyptic end. I don't. But I see that this is a time of choosing. It is a time of choosing. It's always been a time of choosing, but now more than ever. And I do believe that now, because evil no longer has any need to hide, that we now as people of the light must also shine more brightly than ever before in history, as a collective, as a group. So those of the light must shine in order to obliterate those in the dark. In other words, the light shines through the darkness. This is what the scripture says, and the darkness comprehends it not. And so I'm going to play some audio for you tonight about what ministers and other people are saying. And you have to ask yourself, who am I? And where am I in this life? And what are you willing to do to be free, to be a free soul? In other words, what are you willing to do to cut the chains, the leg irons, the psychological, mental, emotional, physical addictions that anchor you to a very, very dark, very, very frightening future? That is the question. The end of days is upon us all. So let's, if we have the audio, Brian, let's begin with the end of days audio clip one, because this is where it, we jump off, because I'm saying that the demon, this creature that came to me, it revealed itself in broad daylight. It literally just flaunted itself in front of the whole world to send me a little message to try to frighten me. And it did nothing but make me feel and sense that I'm absolutely going in the right direction in my life. So let's begin with clip one of The End of Days and see where we go with this.
The Bible predicts the moral state of mankind at the end of the age. Are we witnessing these very things?
Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5, that in the last days many would come in his name, proclaiming that they were the Christ, and would deceive many. As I've traveled around the world in the past several years, I've actually encountered people who are following leaders who proclaim that they are the Christ. And this is not just happening in one or two countries, this is happening worldwide.
All right, so false prophets. You know, you can go anywhere you want with that one, because there are people who say there is no such thing as God, and therefore, you know, do whatever you want. I think that's in the devil's Bible, isn't it, Brian? Do thine own will or something like that?
Do what thou wilt.
Do what thou wilt.
That's the whole of the law. That's the
That is the whole of the law. Yep. That is Satan's. Is that Satan's Bible?
That's right. That was Aleister Crowley said when he was in a hotel in Cairo, Egypt, after practicing witchcraft earlier that day. A demon visited him and over his shoulder told him, dictated to him what to write. And he wrote an entire long, drawn-out message. But he said, of everything you write, there is one message that you will take to the masses, and you will own the youth of the future. And that message is, do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law.
And so, of course, that is in complete contradiction to what the scripture says when, I'm not sure who it was who said it in the Bible, but, you know, the Lord's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I think that's the Lord's Prayer. And so it's the complete contradiction of the Lord's Prayer. In other words, so we're not, either we are or we aren't, created and governed by a higher power. Now, this is where choice comes in, because every single day we are confronted with, I don't know how many choices. I mean, hundreds, thousands of choices. And even, and especially on a psychological or mental level, even the thoughts that go through our minds are determined by choice. And I work with people, and I have for many years, who have persistent negative thoughts. Silly thoughts. You and I would look at it and say, oh, that's silly. It's ridiculous. But to the person who is not able to shake this thought, whatever it may be, this thought is a plague. It is devastating. And literally the thought drains the person of life force, of the capacity to live a productive, fruitful, meaningful life. And so we have always had those who come, who bear witness to the truth, the actual truth, the authentic truth, and then we have those who are the counterfeit or the antichrist, who come and contradict the truth and confuse people. And then they even use words like choice, for example, to define abortion. People don't call it abortion anymore because abortion is an abomination. But choice is a freedom. So you see how confusing, you could be confused by a single word. One word. Anything can become a tipping point for you and your human condition. And see, these tipping points all add up. It's like domino effect. The thought domino effect. Because one thought leads to another thought, leads to another thought. Now, I was watching a great show on ABC called Flash Forward. And I'm going to play this before we go to the break. You got my little clip for me? Play this little clip from this great show that's on, I think it's Thursday night on ABC, called Flash Forward, where everybody falls asleep and they see their future.
The point is, once we've glimpsed it, the future wants to happen and gains weight. It's like atmospheric pressure bearing down. And if we want to escape that pressure, we have to do something drastic.
Something drastic. And what is that something drastic that we have to do? Once we begin to entertain an idea, it begins to gain power over us. The very fact that we entertain a thought gives it weight, gives it a source of energy. And what you have to do that's drastic is to learn to deflect it. And to do that, you have to master your own mind. And that is what the Be Still and Know exercise that we teach through the Foundation of Human Understanding helps you do. It brings you to a place of center where you're completely present. And in that present state, even the very thoughts, it's like channel surfing on a, you know, with your remote control, and you're going through the channels. Nope, 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 nope. The things that you see, you choose to stop at or move past. But see, the average person does not have that power. The average person is controlled by the thought. They don't have the remote control. There's a remote control that has the power to influence you. So you are a remote controlled person. And that is why thought is so very devastating. So I was talking about how people are affected by thoughts. And nearly every human being is brought down by the substance and the content of their own mind. But where did that come from? We'll discuss that more when we come back. Are these the end of days? 1-800-866-8883. FHU.com is where you find the Be Still and Know exercise. And also, make sure you still have time to go to the Las Vegas seminar. How long are you going to wait until you come to that place where you're ready for that change that makes everything different?
Are you there? Are you ready for that change now? Then here's an idea. I suggest you attend Roy Masters' upcoming Hypnosis of Life and Healing Seminar on Sunday, April 25th, 2010, at the Alexis Park Resort Hotel, located at 375 East Harmon Avenue, Las Vegas. It's the Hypnosis of Life and Healing Seminar with Roy Masters. Your mind can make you well. This will be a seminar like no other. You can go to FHU.com right now and get your ticket online. You must get your ticket before the event because there's only room for 300 people. So go to FHU.com right now and get your ticket today. The doors will open at 8 a.m. The all-day seminar starts at 9 a.m. with a break for lunch. The donation's $150 or more per person. You must get your ticket in advance. This is a fundraiser for the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your receipt will be your ticket. Present your receipt at the door. You can call the office at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday, West Coast time. Or write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Make your checks payable to the Foundation of Human Understanding with full name, address, phone number, and email. If you would like to help sponsor someone else to attend the seminar, your donations will save lives. So if you donate more than $150 for the seminar, part of that donation will go to sponsor another person. For hotel overnight reservations, call 800-582-2282. To prepare for this seminar, Roy Masters suggests the following books: How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, How to Conquer Negative Emotions, The Hypnosis of Life, The Secret Power of Words, and How to Survive Your Parents. This is a rare opportunity to see Roy Masters in person and speak to him about your personal issues and get past them once and for all. Don't let this opportunity go by. If you're ready for the magic and the power of the truth, this is where you want to be. Stop letting the world that you've lived in continue living through you. Begin your new journey. Take that step. Attend this seminar. You will be glad you did. Your life will change. Everyone around you will be affected in the positive. It's the Hypnosis of Life and Healing Seminar with Roy Masters, Sunday, April 25th, 2010, at the Alexis Park Resort Hotel, 375 East Harmon Avenue in Las Vegas. Call 1-800-877-3227 right now or go to FHU.com. Make your reservation right now at FHU.com. That's FHU.com.
Resolving just one deadly underlying emotion can restore you to complete health. Doctors know that most health issues like PTSD, depression, and heart problems are anger-based, and treating their symptoms with expensive drugs and surgery is counterproductive. Thankfully, there's a simple exercise called coping strategies that is helping millions of people to turn stresses that were killing them into stresses that are curing them. Under any pressure, this CD works by depriving a variety of morbid symptoms of its angry fuel. Consequently, all emotion-based diseases and addictions wither away all by themselves without struggle or effort on your part. Coping strategies is simply basic training for the mind. $25 cost to civilians allows grants to veterans. Log on to FHU.com, FHU.com, or write Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
You're listening to Advice Line. Dial 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I don't know about you. By the way, hi, this is David Masters, and you're listening to Advice Line. 1-800-866-8883. The end of days. And somewhere in the scripture it says that if it weren't for the shortening of time, all would perish in the end of days. Something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact quote. Maybe one of you guys could look it up for me. But I really believe that time is speeding up. In other words, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm not as affected by time as I used to be. Because I remember when I was young, time seemed to drag. I felt like I had an anchor that I dragged around. At the end of a long chain was like a clock. And time seemed to go very, very slowly. But at this point in my life, I was saying this to Brian the other day, I said, and my dad's made fun of this for years, but he says, oh my goodness, it's Friday again. It's like every other day is Friday. But I think this may have something to do with the end of days. And what I'm saying to you, and you may have had experiences with entities. I heard my dad talking on the show this week, I believe it was, to a lady who, that they were having a conversation about these little things that stand on the end of the bedpost. And you see, you may have come in contact with an entity, but you don't know how to deal with it because you are not a person of faith. You are still a person of fear. See? And because you do not have faith, you lack a certain amount of love, and love is an ultimate protection from evil. And so, again, in the scripture it says that the hearts of the people will grow cold. Now, there's good people. There are many good people on this earth. And there are many evil ones. But the one thing that matters more than anything is, who are you? This is something that you need to understand. Now, one of the ways you can come to know who you are is by discovering who you are not. That's the surest way. In other words, we take on characteristics of the environment that we grow up in and the people that are surrounding us. We can't help it. People make impressions upon us. And once we are impressed, we tend to adopt the ideas, thoughts, feelings, beliefs that are impressed upon us. And this is why you become inauthentic and you don't know how to operate from within yourself. You need external motivations, external pressures, praise or pressure in order to function. But you see, this only means one thing. This only means that you are owned by what it is that gives you the emotion in order that you function, that you're able to get your energy to do the things that you do. The word emotion is derived from the word emote, which means to move from. In other words, if you think about it, emotion moves us. You see? Now, for the average person, emotions are in control of them because we need emotions. We need feelings in order to function. We need to get upset, or we need to look forward to some kind of reward. But you see, an authentic person who is present and lives in the moment doesn't fear threats or pressure and has no use for praise or has no need to look, you know, to think about the future, because they're perfectly at peace with the moment. Because the moment supplies everything a centered person could ever possibly want or need. Everything you'll ever want or need will be supplied if you are authentically living in the moment. Things come to you. But if you are not living in the moment, then you are like the squirrel in the park, constantly looking over your shoulder, worrying. And you know, worry is a belief in a negative outcome, because you know that things are going to happen, bad things. And so you worry about the bad things that you think or know are going to happen, and you give more power to them, and then eventually it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so where your life ends up in the end of your days has something to do with the energy that you give and the energy that's derived from emotions that moves you toward an eventual outcome that is not to be desired at all. Let's examine this a little bit more now on clip two, Brian, of The End of Days.
For example, while I was speaking in Moscow, an individual jumped up, interrupted the meeting, and said that what I was telling them about the Bible wasn't true, that they were following the Messiah, the true Messiah, and what he was telling them was the truth, and that the people should follow that message rather than the Bible.
There was an itinerant preacher, ex-carpenter, had never been outside of a little tiny country of Israel, and he dared to say, in the last days, many will come in my name. They're not going to call themselves Buddha. They're not going to call themselves Confucius. They're going to call themselves the Christ. That was pretty audacious. And yet we've got all kinds of people today who claim to be Jesus Christ.
I'm God.
You people that interviewed this gentleman today, I don't think you knew who you interviewed, but you interviewed God.
Well, you know, in the last days, many will come in his name. And so again, see, where are we going? Who are we following? Why are we following them? Do we really think that those people have the answer for us? See, that's an external, it's an inauthentic path. Because people can lead you. Some people can give you insights and lead you to a door. But you're the one that has to go through it. You're the one that has to walk the path. And just by believing somebody, see, the Bible says that even the elect will be fooled. Again, I'm not good on my Bible verses, but even the best people can be fooled by a good con artist, you see, and the con artists are everywhere. There's con artists that are liars because they're telling you that there is no God and that, you know, you are essentially the God of your own existence. And there are con artists that say that they are the representatives of God. I never claim to be that. I'm just a messenger delivering a message. And that is, be authentic. See, become the person that you were born to be. And I had a very interesting text message here. And if you want to message me, you can go to FAQ.com. And send a text message to Advice Line. It says, this is from Dave. He says, what is the proper way to deal with guilt as it happens in the moment? Not old guilt, but current mistakes. That's a very good question. Because guilt has something to do with resentment. In other words, judgment. And when you do something and then you realize that you've done something, or if somebody does something to you and you resent them and you get upset with them and angry, and you judge them, it doesn't make any difference how it happens. The minute you do that, you're playing God. Now you're playing God with yourself, and you're playing God with other people. And so when you see that you're making that mistake, that is the real mistake. It's not that you make mistakes. That's not really the problem. Most people don't like to be wrong. And so the real mistake is making a judgment about what happened instead of just knowing that it was wrong and then realizing it and being sorry. People go on ruminating for years, for decades, to the very end of their life, giving energy that could be used in constructing a meaningful life, wasting energy on something trivial and stupid. And so the problem with the guilt has something to do with not playing God. You shouldn't be doing that. In this moment, you make a mistake, face it. Own up to it. Realize what you did was wrong. Learn from that and move forward. And don't walk around feeling like a victim. And that includes when other people do wrong to you. Because, see, without temptation, you have no claim to virtue. You cannot have strength. If you want courage, you're going to face danger. And if you want strength, you're going to have to be challenged in order to develop that strength. So every single day, you're going to have all kinds of circumstances in your life that are going to challenge you But don't resent it. And don't judge it. Because what will happen is once you see the value of the experiences that you're going through, you realize you couldn't become the person you need to be without all these problems. And you see, even the people that want to tempt you to believe that they have the answers, see, the Antichrist, the false prophets, the people that are telling you all the different things that they're saying, they're all out there to test you so that you can discover what you're made of. Because they have their own destiny. And it doesn't matter what happens to them, really, because you have no control over that. The only thing that you have any control over is the choice that you exercise about what people do in response to what people do to you. Think about what I'm saying. You don't need any more choice than that. Because in that choice, you have complete power to exercise whether or not you will let somebody upset you or take something away from you that you think is so important or valuable. See? This whole idea that, you know, people are robbing us of self-esteem. But at the very same time, you don't realize that a person who sets you up to feel like a nothing can also give you the opportunity to forgive them for setting you up and for treating you badly. And that's why I love the movie The Passion of the Christ, because he was tempted to even believe that God had forsaken him. But never once did he doubt. And you must never doubt. See? That the Creator is there, and that Creator is able to intervene at any time. But the reason why sometimes there is no intervention is because you have to be tested. See, you've got to let the test come down the way it's got to come down, and you got to deal with it properly. Now remember, you still have time to register for the Hypnosis of Life seminar, I believe that's what it's called, the healing seminar, in Las Vegas. Go to FHU.com and get more information on the seminar that's coming up. FHU.com, more information on the seminar. I'll be right back. How long are you going to wait until you come to that place where you're ready for that change that makes everything different? Are you there? Are you ready for that change now? Then here's an idea. I suggest you attend Roy Masters' upcoming Hypnosis of Life and Healing Seminar on Sunday, April 25th, 2010, at the Alexis Park Resort Hotel, located at 375 East Harmon Avenue, Las Vegas. It's the Hypnosis of Life and Healing Seminar with Roy Masters. Your mind can make you well. This will be a seminar like no other. You can go to FHU.com right now and get your ticket online. You must get your ticket before the event because there's only room for 300 people. So go to FHU.com right now and get your ticket today. The doors will open at 8 a.m. The all-day seminar starts at 9 a.m. with a break for lunch. The donation is $150 or more per person. You must get your ticket in advance. This is a fundraiser for the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your receipt will be your ticket. Present your receipt at the door. You can call the office at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday, West Coast time. Or write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Make your checks payable to the Foundation of Human Understanding with full name, address, phone number, and email. If you would like to help sponsor someone else to attend the seminar, your donations will save lives. So if you donate more than $150 for the seminar, part of that donation will go to sponsor another person. For hotel overnight reservations, call 800-582-2282. To prepare for this seminar, Roy Masters suggests the following books: How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, How to Conquer Negative Emotions, The Hypnosis of Life, The Secret Power of Words, and How to Survive Your Parents. This is a rare opportunity to see Roy Masters in person and speak to him about your personal issues and get past them once and for all.
Don't let this opportunity go by. If you're ready for the magic and the power of the truth, this is where you want to be. Stop letting the world that you've lived in continue living through you. Begin your new journey. Take that step. Attend this seminar. You will be glad you did. Your life will change. Everyone around you will be affected in the positive. It's the Hypnosis of Life and Healing Seminar with Roy Masters, Sunday, April 25th, 2010, at the Alexis Park Resort Hotel, 375 East Harmon Avenue in Las Vegas. Call 1-800-877-3227 right now or go to FHU.com. Make your reservation right now at FHU.com. That's FHU.com.
Listening to Advice Line, dial 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome back. It is Advice Line. I'm David Masters, 1-800-866-8883. Well, let's go to Patricia, who's listening down in California. Welcome to Advice Line, Patricia. I'm David Masters.
Oh, hi, David. I think you answered my question. I mean, what you said about resentment. That's me.
Well, that's everybody. At some level.
I've been meditating, of course, but today I blew it. And I...
What happened? Tell me the circumstance.
Okay, today my mom got out of the hospital because she has cirrhosis of the liver. And we brought her home, and I had my sister and my son with me. And apparently, her legs are real weak. And when we got her inside the house, she kind of fell to her knees. And we couldn't get her up. And then everybody started yelling at each other. And I was trying to stay calm, but I blew it. And then everybody just didn't want to help. And then we had the ambulance come and pick her up and come back and put her into the bed. And then I just felt like I wanted to cry, but I don't know if that was the right thing to do. And then everybody just left, and they didn't want nothing to do with the situation. And then I felt resentful, and then I said, oh, my God, I blew it.
Well, but the thing is, what I'm hearing is that you feel a certain responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's really what you resent, because nobody else really gives a damn.
Yeah, that's true.
But you see, the thing is, there's two ways of looking at this, Patricia, and that is, first of all, you know, if your mom has cirrhosis of the liver, does that mean she was an alcoholic?
No, she just took a lot of... I guess a lot of Tylenol, aspirin,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Eating too much. And
yeah.
It has a lot to do with the fatty tissue. And I've been taking care of her for a year and a half. And I've had no help. So I resent that.
Yeah.
And I got a brother and sister. And when they see the situation, they leave it all up to me. And I feel so resentful for that. And I know
So I guess your dad is nowhere around, huh?
Yeah, he's not around. They've been divorced for a long time.
Yeah.
And so I have a sister that's like 2 years older than me. I have a brother that works in the, you know, profession, and he works in the hospital, but he doesn't want to be around. And I figure maybe they my mom or I don't
know. Let's talk about this for a minute, though, because, look, do you think that your mom deserves this? I mean, or do you feel sorry for her? I mean, where do you stand on this?
Maybe I do. I'm not too sure, but I resent taking care of her. I feel bad for seeing that, but I think I do.
Well, first of all, what the thing is, it's the truth. And so you have a conflict that's more about the truth than about what you're feeling, because the truth is you don't want to have to take care of her.
Yeah.
And maybe you shouldn't have to take care of her. Maybe that should be part of something that she has to deal with in her life also.
If she wants to go into a home, but she says no, and then there goes.
Yeah. So then you see. So what it is that you feel a sense of obligation because nobody else will take care of her.
Yeah, and so.
But the fact is this: how old are you?
I'm 45, and I have a.
Well, you need to live your own life.
Okay.
And there's a whole system. Designed to pick up the slack for for those people. And I wouldn't say this except for one thing, and that is that, you know, people end up in various conditions of their life because of their own choices.
Mm-hmm.
And you should not have to feel and or be responsible for the choices that your mother has made.
Yeah, but my brother and sister, they make me feel so guilty.
Ah, but you see, you resent them too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so what it is that you're – but think about what I'm saying is that your motivation doesn't come out of a sincere desire to help. You just function out of guilt. And that's really what you feel. When you don't do it, everybody lays a guilt trip on you. You resent them, you get angry, and then you go do it. And then you even feel worse because you didn't want to do it in the first place.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
And then what happens is then that damages your children.
Yeah, and then my son goes, why am I involved in this? And, you know, and I'm thinking, God, what did I do? You know,
well, you know what you need? You need some space from your mother. And that's what you should do right away, is just take that space and don't even talk to your siblings.
Okay.
Just because they don't have any right to, you know, control your life.
Yeah.
And it'll take some courage for you to do this. If your mom has to, you know, rely upon the system, so be it. Because the system will be there for her. What kind of mother was she to you?
I've known your dad since I was 7 years old. I used to go down to, I guess you guys had that little foundation, and we used to go there like every, I think he had a seminar every Thursday.
Yeah.
And she's been meditating for a long time. Then she stopped, and then I guess when it was starting in the sixth grade, she started like beating me up, and she confused me because I thought she was meditating, and then she would like beat
okay,
me
so,
I would agree with
so,
my father, and I don't know.
I understand. So the thing is, you need distance. Take that distance, okay?
Okay.
Let things simmer down, and then you'll see what the next move is to make. That's what I have to say. Thanks for calling. That's all I can tell you right now. Visit FHU.com. So you need to find the keys to unlock these doors of your own mind. FHU.com. Be still and know. Download it.
Resolving just one deadly underlying emotion can restore you to complete health. Doctors know that most health issues like PTSD, depression, and heart problems are anger-based, and treating their symptoms with expensive drugs and surgery is counterproductive. Thankfully, there's a simple exercise called coping strategies that is helping millions of people to turn stresses that were killing them into stresses that are curing them. Under any pressure, this CD works by depriving a variety of morbid symptoms of its angry fuel. Consequently, all emotion-based diseases and addictions wither away all by themselves without struggle or effort on your part. Coping strategies is simply basic training for the mind. $25 cost to civilians allows grants to veterans. Log on to FHU.com, FHU.com, or write Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.
Overwhelmed by pressure and stress?
Already things are being resolved in my life. Fences are coming down. I'm mending fences that really broke the ice fly. I'm so grateful.
Are you ready to have your life become a success story?
I had gone through 15 years of therapy with a psychiatrist. It still didn't help. So I bought several of the CDs, and he had a lot of the answers that I didn't get with the doctor. It's been real helpful. I don't get as worked up about problems. I just stay calm. Different things will come up, and I'll just work it out.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know.
You're listening to Advice Line. Dial 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome to Advice Line. I'm David Masters. Tonight, the end of days. See, the end of days will be the result of each of the days of your life, like sands of the hourglass. Each moment that accumulates, it is, as it runs through this time, it accumulates the positive and the negative things that you either do or fail to do. That's what time does. And so, time is a,